Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Without Judgment Coaching Podcast, where we dive into coaching for neurodivergent, high-achieving women who are ready to unlock their potential, regain their passion for work, and live the life that aligns with your dreams. I am Virginie, your host. I'm a life and career coach, and I believe that your career should be more than just a paycheck. In my business, I help my clients who suffer from chronic stress and who feel on the verge of burnout make strong decisions so they can lead the lives they want. Often, it seems like they've got it all on the surface, and yet, inside of them, there is this nagging little voice saying it's not enough. I'm here to share with you all the tips and tools that I've gathered over the years to help you see that you're not alone and that you can be in charge of what's going on in your brain. Tell yourself a different story to change the way you feel and show up in the world. It all starts with our thoughts. And that's good news, because you can choose what you think on purpose. And in each episode, I'll teach you how to be on your side so that you can be successful in your own way. Hello, hello, and welcome to Without Judgment, episode 19. Today, I want to talk to you about mom tips. All month, because Mother's Day is coming up, and also because May is Mental Health Awareness Month, I want to use a couple of tips from my mom, or tips from other moms that I heard, or your favorite mom tips and life advice that you have found really helpful to navigate everything that life is throwing at you, and how I relate them to coaching now. So, when I was about 10 years old, my mom bought me a printed poem in the south of France, in a very cute place where they make their own paper from pieces of cotton fabric. And you see the whole process in the water and the big wheels kind of smashing everything together until it becomes paper. Anyway, that's not the point of the poem. The point is that the poem was called The Gift of a Smile. And it was hanging in my bathroom, so I would see it every morning when I was getting ready to school. I would see it at night when I was brushing my teeth. And maybe because of that daily repetition, I still remember most of it. And I'm just going to tell you the first line. And it says, "The gift of a smile, it doesn't cost a thing, and it produces a lot." And then it goes on and tells you about all the benefits that one smile can give the person smiling and also the ones receiving it. And it's clearly demonstrating that it's a clear win-win for everybody. So today, I'm grateful for that poem, and I want to tell you how I use the power of a smile in my daily life. Because it kind of goes deeper than just a smile. I think it matters how you show up in general in the world, because it is kind of a reflection of how you feel and how you want to present. So the image of what you feel inside and what you think about yourself, everything that's going on in your head, basically, is going to be reflected on the outside. And that's important advice, and it can be very subtle. It doesn't need to be always explained with words, but that's what I'm doing for you today. And it's very important to me, as I want to show up in this way in the world for people around me, and also want to pass that kind of advice to my kids. So I think we can all have our own likes and dislikes when it comes to style and the image that we want to put out there. But I believe we can agree that our choices have some kind of consequence, in the term that we can't deny that the way we show up, the way we dress, the way we smile or not smile are going to have an impact on the people and the interactions that we have with other people in our day. So what I do is I kind of challenge myself, especially on days when I feel a bit stressed out, maybe driving my kids to and from school or to another activity, or when I'm running late to a meeting, or even if I'm not running late, but I'm just like really focused on what I'm going to do. And it kind of brings up a certain level of focus and sometimes not necessarily anxiety, but a special way of thinking about it that can make me very serious And in those moments, I try to remember the power of the smile. And it doesn't have to be very big. It doesn't have to look or feel fake. Even if it's not coming naturally, you can think of maybe the Mona Lisa smile or the Buddha, if it helps you, because I like those as they feel very calm and full of serenity. So what I try to keep in mind is I have nothing to lose by smiling in my car or wherever, if people are looking or not looking at me. And even if it feels a little weird, I say, let's smile more. That's my advice or my little mom's tip for the day. And just like coaching, I think smiling intentionally, even when you don't feel like it, will help shift your perspective and reconsider really what's happening. What is in your control? What is not in your control? And what you would like the outcome to be. Because sometimes we may feel trapped like on the hamster wheel and lose the important piece of what is happening and why are we feeling this way. And life is always going to be 50-50. I'm not going to tell you that you're going to feel or that you should feel amazing all the time. But I think it's important to know how to pause for ourselves, to be able to refocus on what really matters, whether we need to have a good cry or pose and smile to recenter and be more calm, or even break out in laughter and really celebrate. And I'm bringing laughter because this Sunday is International Laughter Day, and I think that should be celebrated too. So I put some link in the show note to that website I go to of the days of the years, because I think it's kind of funny all the tips they give you. But I wanted to just point out that smile and laughing will really help you with your overall stress and cortisol level, because it does help relieve the pressure. It will also help you physically, like it can help build some kind of abdominal muscles because of the way you're contracting those belly muscles when you're laughing. It can also help your heart because it is some kind of cardio exercise. And it will help boost your immunity because laughing helps produce T cells, which are part of your immunity system. And then it can also help you by making you feel more connected with the people that are around you and you're sharing this hilarious moment with. And it can help you just feel more relaxed because of the endorphins that are produced when laughing. Now, I wanted to share my top 4 ideas of how to celebrate that International Laughter Day. And here it goes. One is, like my kids do all the time, ask Google, Alexa, or Siri to tell you a joke. Another idea is to go to a comedy club, maybe. Or maybe you can just watch a show, like your favorite comedy on Netflix or on Prime or wherever you know. You can rent a DVD old style from your library or something. Or something I read on the website was how to create a jar filled with jokes on little paper so that you can read them at the dinner table. And I thought that was a really, really cool idea. Or you can just create a notebook or notes on your phone and record a bunch of jokes that you really like. And last idea that I wanted to share with you is that there are even laughter clubs. Like, there are places that have you throw or break a bunch of things to kind of have a safe space to express your anger. And they also have laughter clubs where you are just learning. I mean, not really learning how to laugh, but like pushing yourself to laugh more, just as an exercise, like you would go and take an acting class. And it really helps with your mood. It helps with a lot of things, as I've already told you before. So now I'm going to wish you an amazing weekend. And I want to thank you again for listening. And I hope that you will share with me one of the fun way that you used to celebrate smile and laughing in your life. I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening today. If you like what you heard, you have to go to the website without-judgment-coaching.com and click on the link to book a free 30-minute discovery call with me. I will show you how to reframe the stories going on in your head to serve you and get everything you want whether it's a new job, a new hobby, or new relationships. Together we can decide if and how I can help you become your best advocate to live the life that you want. I can't wait to see you!